For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Four more candidates have filed for the Senate District 6 special election. Republican and former Breezy Point Mayor Angel Zierden is the sixth Republican to officially enter the race. DFLers Emily LeClaire, Samuel Patrick Grigsby, and Denise Slipey also filed, bringing the total number of DFL candidates to four. LeClaire unsuccessfully ran for House District 6B in November. Filings close Tuesday, and early voting for the special primary will begin April 9th. Primary election day is April 15th. One name floated as a possible candidate has ruled out a run. Former Republican State Senator Carrie Rood says she will not run for the open seat. The Breezy Point resident served two stints in the Senate. She was first elected in 2002 before losing to DFLer Mary Olson in the next election. Rood was elected again in 2012, serving for 9 years. She chose not to run for re-election in 2022 after the local party unit endorsed Justin Eichhorn instead when redistricting landed both in the same district. In a Facebook post, Rood thanks those who encouraged her to run in the special election. Quote, "I have been so honored to serve. My life is rich and full, and God has another path for me." She says voters have multiple options and asks them to, quote, "make a wise choice to represent our beautiful home." Another northern Minnesota school district is making the move to a four-day week. The Timber Jay reports the St. Louis County School Board approved the cost-saving measure 4-3 on Tuesday, the geographically largest district in the state. It includes the Cherry, Northwoods, Northeast Range, South Ridge, and Tower Sudan schools. Timber Jay publisher Marshall Helmberger says the no votes weren't necessarily against the change.
The ones who were opposed to it were more just concerned about whether or not all the details had been worked out. And, I think some of the board members who voted in favor of it said, well, they were confident that by the time they, September rolls around, they'll have those details.
The school board floated the idea of a four-day week in November, but said then they would wait a year to address parent concerns and develop a school-age childcare program. Mountain Iron Buell, which shares a superintendent with St. Louis County Schools, also approved a move to a four-day week in January. Carleton began the alternate schedule this year, and Black Duck and Lake Superior made the change over a decade ago. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission and Department of Commerce will host two public meetings next week on Minnesota Power's proposed Boswell Solar Project. The utility plans to build a 500-acre solar facility and a transmission line on 1,300 acres of private land in Cohasset, the Leech Lake Reservation, and Deer Lake Township. The agencies say they'll share information at the meeting about the proposed project and the state's permitting and environmental review processes. The public will also have a chance to comment. The in-person meeting will be 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Cohasset Community Center. There will also be a virtual meeting at 6 p.m. Thursday. Written comments will be accepted until April 17th. Find more information on the meetings and commenting at kaxe.org. Community-based resource centers will soon be established or expanded across the vast geography of St. Louis County. The Family Services Collaborative of St. Louis County announced a new partnership aimed at strengthening family and youth support services across the region. In northern St. Louis County, nearly $700,000 in funding from the Department of Children, Youth, and Families will support three centers and one mobile resource center to serve rural communities. Partner organizations include Ely Community Resource, Voices for Ethnic and Multicultural Awareness, Mesabi Fit, and Lutheran Social Services. These resource centers offer free, family-centered services for those caring for youths through age 21. Families will be paired with a community resource navigator who will help connect them with regional support for food, transportation, and other basic needs not covered by county programs. Leaders say the expansion strengthens collective efforts, especially in rural areas. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.